It's a small First Friday kind of a show, and it's watercolors. Everything is watercolors. So it's kind of very traditional for me, the style. I get so many requests for that kind of a thing, and I really enjoy making or paint in watercolors. But I also have a new love now. Well, it's not new, it's kind of reconnecting with oil paints, which I used to do, like in art school and some after that too. But I'm doing that now also. It doesn't mean that I do one or the other. I do it all.
And what do you specifically like about watercolors?
I have painted in watercolors for so long now, so I like the nuances that I can get from it and the watery feeling, but also very dense, pure color. I think sometimes people are surprised to see that it's watercolors because they are so bright and strong in color. And I think the idea of watercolors is water, right? So traditionally, watercolors are very flowy and watery. And I have used a lot of pigment to get the density, which I kind of enjoy.
So you mentioned this is a smaller show. How many pieces, and is there a theme with it?
No, just traditional painting. So I don't really have a theme. A lot of florals and some trees, of course. I never get away from them, and I don't really want to. So yeah, it's about maybe 15 pieces. So it's not tiny, tiny, but it's not huge either.
Yeah. And the opening is Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Okay, what are
Five
the
5 o'clock.
details? Okay, 5 o'clock.
5 to 7, yeah, at Miele Gallery.
And the sizes of the pieces?
Yeah, it's kind of user friendly this time. It's a lot of different sizes, from pretty small ones till the biggest one might be, I don't know, 20 by 28 maybe. I'm not exactly sure, but around that size. That's the biggest one. So
As an artist who's been creating for decades now, do you always have inspiration? Does inspiration come easy to you every day, or do you run into spells?
I do run into spells sometimes, but I'm fortunate that way that it seems like I have a well inside of me or something that I can turn on, and on it goes. And I never run dry, really. There's times when other things in life kind of, you go places, you do other things, and then you have to get back to painting. And that can take some time and effort sometimes. And you have to focus on it then, and surround yourself with, or be in your studio or something like that. So then it usually comes back.